So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, whoever the hell you are. The Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. We did have a couple laughs in the break here after the Brian Anderson. What did he say? What did he say in that that we thought was funny?
You should bet.
You should bet. Like, what would be the name that would get like you'd be have to like speak in front of the Supreme Court if like you called a gambling show this?
It's like,
Mike Brown says, BetMGM : what are you, chicken? Which is excellent.
That is great.
There are some really
put the house on it. Put the house on it. Presented by BetMGM.
Like place your kid's child like college funds on the second half of the Raiders Chiefs game on Sunday, presented by BetMGM.
What did you ask Rob? Is it like your life on the line lock? Yeah, that's what we can do. Like life on the line locks with BetMGM.
Presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Download the BetMGM app and visit BetMGM.com. All right. We've given our bets for the American League Championship Series. I actually just bet more on Seattle just because it's Friday and I'd like to sweat something. So I am in on the Mariners. Game four of the NLCS, called by the great Brian Anderson, coming up later tonight on TBS. Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers -210 home favorites against Jose Quintana and the Milwaukee Brewers. Milwaukee +170, total 7.5 as the Dodgers go for the sweep. And I will have like a swimming pool full of money if and when the Dodgers sweep the Brewers here. Not actually, but it won't suck if and when that happens.
Be a good result. Be a very good result. I did not bet that because I was an idiot, but good for you for betting that. I just want to parlay the Dodgers with stuff this weekend in college football, in the NFL. I don't want to lay like -200.
So what do you want to parlay it with?
So let's go Dodgers with the University of Washington. +5 against Michigan. How about that? Or Dodgers with Georgia laying 7. Like that's what I want to do. I also like Louisville tonight. So this could be one that cashes tonight. Dodgers -200 with Louisville +13. I like that quite a bit.
That spread's 11.5 now.
Oh, I guess other people like Louisville as well. Oh, I even see 10.5. Whoa. Wow. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, it feels like a flat spot for Miami, which we'll talk about in this segment. But yeah, Dodgers with things that you like in college football and the NFL.
So let's when is game 6 of the ALCS? Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday night.
Okay. Let's do a little if we don't get a game 7, which would be Monday. Mm-hmm. And let's assume the Dodgers win the NLCS at some point before Monday.
Yeah, 4 or 5, whatever.
Yeah, okay, if it's Dodgers Mariners, what are you doing? If it's Dodgers Blue Jays, what are you doing?
If it's Dodgers Blue Jays, I think the Dodgers starting pitching, because they'll be all rested up because game 1 will be Friday. I think the Dodgers starting pitching would control the series, and I think the Dodgers win it in like 5. Dodgers Mariners, I also think that's Dodgers in 5. I think the Dodgers clean up whoever comes out of the American League. I
think Dodgers slam the Mariners?
I do. The Mariners pitching has regressed back to what it was in the regular season. Like that was like the whole like thing with the Mariners. Like, oh, the bats are really good this year. The pitching really isn't what it was. It's like kind of like the reverse of what they usually are. And we saw them pitch well in the wild card series, in the ALDS. But now that they've gotten to the ALCS and they're facing a really good lineup, it's regressed to what we all saw in the prior 6 months of the regular season. I wouldn't trust them against the Dodger lineup. No, I can't trust those guys. So yeah, I think it would be Dodgers in like 5.
So yeah. Dodgers, what's the Dodgers World Series price right now? Let's see.
Ooh, it's got to be a monster, I guess.
-190, the Dodgers are to win the World Series. Well, honestly, it feels like that's like a little light.
Yeah, that's not that bad, honestly. Like, I was expecting, like, I don't know, like minus, like, I guess they haven't closed it out, but I was like, I don't know, minus 250, minus 275, minus 190. Maybe we should parlay that. Maybe that's the parlay piece. Dodgers minus 190 to win the World Series. With everything this weekend. Louisville, Washington, Georgia, Tennessee. Then in the NFL, you could parlay it with Miami Dolphins.
Bet it all with Femi and Bebefe, presented by BetMGM. What would you like to parlay this with? Everything? No, like, no, not figuratively everything. Literally everything.
Literally all everything.
Of it.
Yes.
All of it.
Let's run down the board. What else do you like?
Chelsea, like, the under in Tottenham Aston Villa. Yep. Like De Classica under.
Atalanta's a little bit cheap at home. You know, parlay it with that.
I thought I had a good joke. I said the Falcons, and then he crapped out. I thought it was pretty funny. Anyway, all right.
The fact that he crapped out made it funny, for me at least.
Yeah, it would have been funnier, because what I was going to do was have Mike put the, like, the front. Do we still have it, Mike? Anthony DeBundo's frozen face? Or no? Guessing no. So, yeah, like, Mike's average time of response to a question that I need answered immediately is generally in the range of, like, 30 to 90 seconds. So we do it. We have a no from Mike. What I was going to do was have Mike Mike is still the favorite, I think. We were going to put up DeBundo's frozen face on the screen, and I was just going to talk and send it to break with DeBundo's frozen face as the visual. That's what I was going to do. And then he came back. I was actually bummed that he came back. I wanted him to, like, be away. And I really like him. But it would have been funny. All right.
Arsenal, too. He likes them. Go Gunners.
He does like Arsenal. He likes Arsenal to win the Premier League. That is right. All right. Let's get to our college football bets for the weekend. NFL bets still to come. Jake, let's play the crappy college football music we have, please. Is this an actual fight song or not?
I don't think it is, because I feel like if it was an actual one, we wouldn't be allowed to play it.
It's really good. I said it was crappy. It's like, it's actually not crappy. Like, it is actually good.
Yeah, like, you would, like, hear this on NCAA football, like on the video game. Like when you're recruiting and you're grinding, trying to get some 4 or 5-star recruits, like, this is what you would hear. Although they play, like, actual fight songs, but I feel like they mix in some generic stuff, too. But yeah, I like this.
Yeah, it's good. All right, Mike Brown has spent a lot of time building this board with all the graphics on it, all the teams.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone admire it in all its splendor.
Oh.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, look at those logos.
Femi, what are SC your college football bets for this weekend?
I have a lot. I'll start with Friday. We'll just go quick with these. I do like Louisville.
You know what? Take your time.
Okay. Well, we can take our time. I like Louisville, and anything more than 10. That has been brought to my attention by Nick earlier this segment, that has now gone down to 10.5. At 11, still like it. 10.5, I still like it. I would not bet +10, so that's probably the cutoff there. I'm going to lay the points with Cal. I just think that this North Carolina thing is a complete disaster, and I know that's baked into the market, but they've been getting bet, which I find kind of interesting, coming off of the bye week, but that's a tough trip going across the country to a very weird spot. Like, we've seen better teams go to Cal and lose. Like, there was like a really good Oregon team that one time lost at Cal, a good Washington State team that got blown out by Cal back in the Mike Leach days. I think Cal runs away from North Carolina, and this story continues to be pretty sad over there in Chapel Hill. To Saturday. Give me Duke, the unranked favorite at home against a ranked team. Georgia Tech, good, not great. I think this is a tough spot for them. I'll take the Blue Devils minus one. I do like Washington. Plus five is the best number you can find. I still like it at plus 4.5. That to me feels like a coin flip game either way. Best player on the field is probably Demond Williams, a quarterback of Washington. Talked about him on Tuesday as a long shot Heisman Trophy bet. His numbers are sick. If they win this game, there's a real nice chance that they might like run the table until they play Oregon at the end of the year. I do like South Carolina. I'll be Oppo Taco on Colin. I know he liked the under more than he liked Oklahoma in the game, but I just don't trust this OU offense to go on the road, tough place, and to be laying these kind of points. So I'll take the 5.5 with the Gamecocks. I'm betting the under in Ohio State and Wisconsin, 41.5. Yeah, it's low, but guess what? Wisconsin's not going to score. So there we go. I think this is like 38-0. Ohio State wins the game. So I like under 41.5. Give me Woo Pig Suey, plus 7.5 with Arkansas against A&M. I think Arkansas has the better quarterback in the game. Like, everyone's talking about Marcel Reed. I think Taylen Green is actually better than Marcel Reed. I think Arkansas keeps the game competitive. Weather could be weird. Maybe there's a delay or whatever, but I like the Razorbacks at home. I'll lay 7 with Kirby Smart in Georgia against Ole Miss. This is a nice revenge spot after what Ole Miss did to them last year over there and on the Grove. I think Georgia, they're not going to lose to both Bama and Ole Miss at home. I just don't see that happening. So I'll lay the 7. And I'm also going to bet Kentucky plus 12.5. Mark Stoops at home feels like one of those drag you into the mud kind of spots with Stoops catching a lot of points. Texas coming off of Red River, massive game for them. I can see Texas feeling themselves a little bit. Kentucky just finds ways to make these games ugly. In ugly games, hard to score and lay and cover 12.5. So I'll take Kentucky. I am going to do the dead cat bounce spot with Penn State plus 3.5. So that's the number that I want. 3 is right there. I'll take 3 as well, but I'm really looking for 3.5. I just don't think Iowa can be laying this kind of points. I don't care how bad things have gotten in Happy Valley. And maybe the team has quit, but I'll pay to find out. I like the Nittany Lions. I also like Tennessee plus 8 against Alabama. This is a really tricky spot for Bama. They played so many really good teams all in a row here. This is going to be the fourth consecutive top 15 team that they've played. I just don't like that for the Tide. Like, it's so hard to get up for these games or physical games. I think Tennessee's offense makes this a competitive game. I think Bama wins, but Tennessee hangs within a touchdown against the Tide. Call me crazy, call me square, whatever. I'm going to go and rock USC at plus 9.5. I think Jaden Mayava and this offense can find some success against Notre Dame's defense. Notre Dame has played better defensively. They've also played nobody over the last month. Let's see them do it against what is probably the best offense, at least numbers-wise, in the country with USC. So I'll take the 9.5 with SC. And then a few more. Give me Florida Atlantic plus 21 against South Florida. South Florida has Memphis on deck. Massive game with college football playoff implications in the American for that group of five spot. A little bit of a look-ahead spot for the Bulls. I'll take 21 with the Foul Owls, and I'll take plus 1.5 with Auburn against Mizzou. And then to wrap it all up, the holy war between Utah and BYU. Always bet the underdog. I am betting BYU plus 3.5 at home.
If, like, the original holy war, who is the underdog in that?
I don't even know what the original holy, what is the original holy war?
Probably like the Crusades.
Is that, I mean, I was very, very bad in, I yeah. I'll let you take that one.
A bunch of small college football bets for me. What a shock. No one on our crew knows. Wow, I'm stunned that our sports radio crew doesn't know the answer to this. All right, bunch of small bets for me in college football. Yeah, well, listen, you know what you know. I'll take LSU to beat Vanderbilt. Like, Diego Pavia. Like, it's time to sell insurance, buddy. Enough. LSU money line against Vandy. Joey Kanish comes on the show every week. Last week he gave us a winner with Texas Tech. This week he did his best Cam Neely impersonation as Seabass in Dumb and Dumber. Kick his ass, Seabass. And a little known fact, Cam Neely's hat that he wears in that movie, the hat says, "Wine 'em, dine 'em, You know the rest. Make it a couple Boilermakers. Purdue plus +3 on the road at Northwestern. I could be wrong. You may be right. I may be crazy. I think Arch and Texas, they found it last week. I don't know what it is, but they got it.
Arch has
let
a
everybody
look.
Everybody can bet Kentucky. That's fine. I will lay a number short of 13 with Texas. I'll lay 12.5 with the Longhorns at Kentucky. And I will wrap it up with a money line parlay. Give me Notre Dame to beat USC and Georgia to beat Ole Miss. That two-team money line parlay at BetMGM, minus -130. So Notre Dame, Georgia money line parlay, Texas laying the points, LSU money line, Purdue plus +3 at Northwestern. Tyler Morales has a prop for us today. Tyler, what is the college football prop for this weekend?
It's actually in tonight's game in Cal, North Carolina. Cal's receiver, Trond Grizzell, over 58.5 receiving yards. North Carolina's given up so many explosive plays, and Cal's quarterback just chucks it all over the field. I'm not even going to pronounce his name. It's like Jerron Quay, like Saigo Putelli. He's a freshman. He's going to be at a big program next year. Trond Grizzell, over 15.5 receiving yards. I love this prop tonight.
What is the receiver's name?
Trond Grizzell. T-R-O-N-D. Grizzell.
Trond Grizzell.
Trond Grizzell. The QB is really good. I've heard about him, yeah.
Would you change your name to Trond Grizzell for $100,000, tax-free?
Absolutely not. No.
Tyler, would you? Trond Grizzell, $100,000 cash.
Not even a question.
So he was... Our tactical director on today's show, Trond Grizzell. Our NFL bets for the weekend on the other side.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, we are underway in Seattle. Mariners get through the top of the first. No damage by the Blue Jays. Julio Rodriguez flies out to center. So one down in the bottom of the first. Game scoreless with the Blue Jays and the Mariners. Femi, you have an injury update for us. What do you got?
Yeah, this one's out of college football in the Big 12 with Texas Tech. That betting market between Texas Tech and Arizona State has been moving quite a bit over the course of the week. This was as high as 11, now all the way down to about 6.5 in some places. But one of the reasons for that is that Texas Tech starter Baron Morton is dealing with a leg injury and will not be playing in tomorrow's game. It'll be Will Hammond who starts at quarterback for the Red Raiders. He came in the game against Utah, was fine, like a really good athlete. Honestly, the offense, I didn't think had much of a drop-off with Will Hammond, so he will be starting against Arizona State, who appears they will be getting Sam Levitt back at quarterback. So while Texas Tech loses their quarterback, Arizona State gets their quarterback back, who led them to the CFP with Cam Scataboo last year.
Love it. Okay, good job by Femi. Next week, or next segment... Sorry, I'm like, listen.
You already at dinner?
I'm done.
Yeah. I got a good dinner tonight. I'm going to Barry's tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, because I texted you and Jake, because Jake let us know his Peloton score earlier this afternoon. I will be on the Peloton tomorrow because I'm doing Barry's tonight because my wife's friends are in town. And then,
so for people that don't know, Barry's is the steakhouse at Circa in Vegas. And it is. And look, we're a BetMGM show. Look, there are restaurants. Yep. There are great restaurants at places other than BetMGM properties. Amalfi's at a BetMGM property, right? The Bobby Flay place?
No, it is not. No.
Oh, it's at Caesars. Yep. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, dude, you're going to, yeah. Yes, it's like 0-2.
It's a doubleheader.
Both those restaurants are tremendous that you're going to.
Like, my wife told me, like, as I was prepping for the show, she walks into the office. She's like, so I made reservations for us tonight at Barry's, and then tomorrow night we're going to Amalfi, and then we're going to go see a show.
Wow.
So, yeah, because, like, they're going to this music festival on Sunday. I will not be joining in that. I will be watching the NFL, but yeah, Barry's tonight, going to be great. Amalfi might be even better.
So I think Ken and I went to Amalfi twice, and the first one of the times we went was when Aaron Rodgers tore his Achilles in the season opener against the Bills that Monday night when we were in Vegas. And I get the same thing every time I go. I've gone twice. The red snapper with the salsa is the red pepper sauce slathered. Man, that place is great. I'm going to a great dinner tonight with my friends. Brandon's like, hey, why does Nick look like a Bond villain? I'm wearing a turtleneck. I think I look pretty handsome, but anyway, I'm insecure.
Like
that's why I say that. Yeah, it's good. Look, I mean, I like it enough that I put it on. Going to dinner tonight with my friends. I think I've said this, that my wife and my daughter are away for the weekend. And like my wife sent me pictures of my daughter like on the swings. And it's just like, I really miss them. And like, I love my wife, but like, I really miss my daughter. Also, I'm hanging out with my friends tonight. When you have kids... That's like an exit, like it's an avenue of pleasure on the highway of life that's ordinarily closed. So I'm excited about that.
Unless they have kids, right?
Yeah, but then like you hang out with the kids.
Like the play dates?
Yeah. It's like, man, like I'd love to smash this bong, but you know, like here's, you know, like little Connor's running around, so I can't.
Can we put on Bluey? Hold on, let me hit the bong real quick.
Like, let me slug down this Miller Lite and tell this college quarterback to kill himself because he threw a pass out of bounds. Oh, sorry, can't do that in front of the children. I'm joking. I'm kidding. All right.
Yeah. What are you doing tomorrow? Since it's Nikki Bachelor until Sunday.
I'm gonna go hang out in Manhattan by myself. I'm gonna go eat. I'm gonna go walk around, and I'll probably be home by like 3, maybe 4. I'll watch college football. I'll get ready for the show on Sunday. I'll clean the house in preparation of everyone coming home, and that'll be it.
Yep. There you go. Sounds like a fun weekend.
Well,
me time.
Yeah. Well, it's like it's either that or like, hey, like, what are you doing this weekend? Going to a petting zoo. Smells like ass. Not really that much fun for me, but it, like my daughter likes it, so you do it.
Pumpkin patch season, maybe gonna go.
Let's go. Yeah, let's go. Let's go pick pumpkins for the ninth time this fall, or like we'll go ride the carousel again. And after it's over, my daughter does the sign language for more. She like hits her hands. She wants to ride the carousel a million times in a row. And like I will say, it does fill me with like immense joy because it makes her happy and that makes me happy. I was going to make a joke like I'd rather be doing something else, but I actually, like that actually is the best thing. I can't even spoil that. All right, let's get to the football bets for this weekend. Jake, please drop the Mario music. We begin our Week 7 NFL Sunday betting sojourn in London. Tally-ho, bitches. Rams a 3-point favorite against the Jaguars. Puka Nacua ruled out for the Rams. Right tackle Rob Havenstein out, but backup running back Blake Corum and wide receiver Tutu Atwell will play. Devin Lloyd, who's been amazing this year for Jacksonville, he's out. That actually matters a little bit in their linebacking core. I have prop thoughts on this game as it concerns Atwell and Jordan Whittington. I'll save them for Sunday. Femi, how are you betting side in total?
I hate this betting market because I was really hoping for a 2.5 when the Puka Nacua news came down that he would be ruled out. Unfortunately, I guess I was alongside everybody waiting for that because it never showed up. At 3, I think that's just the right number. If it ever got to 2.5, it's a bet on the Rams. And if it ever gets to 3.5, I think it's a bet on the Jaguars. I think this number is like actually perfect. So not a whole lot to do here.
This is Rams or pass for me. I will have props in this game, and I'll give them out on Sunday. Chiefs and the Raiders at Arrowhead. Kansas City, a 12-point home favorite, total 45.5. Brock Bowers, doubtful for the Raiders. Jacoby Myers, questionable. Josh Simmons, Kansas City's left tackle, out. Rashee Rice will make his season debut after the 6-game suspension.
Ooh, I think Max Crosby might be listed as questionable as well. I think he popped up with a back injury with limited today on this Friday.
Tyler? Tyler?
I'm just saying, I saw that he was limited today.
Tyler?
Like, that's just, like, Tyler unless maybe he has no designation.
Okay, Tyler, maybe come on the air and defend yourself. Tyler, what's happening here?
I'm just saying.
And don't lie. Tyler, don't lie.
You got to ask Pete Carroll here, because I'm looking at the Raiders Twitter account and the injury report that they put out. I don't see a Max Crosby. Unless it was late. The one I looked at, he's not there.
Okay, I see a Raiders beat reporter who covers the team for ESPN. Says he was added to the injury report, limited with a back injury, but doesn't have a game status. So I guess we got to call that Tyler's okay.
Tyler wins again.
No game status. Okay, but just wanted to point that out. I'm just saying, you know, just keep that
Tyler,
one in mind.
Tyler, was Femi snitching just now?
No, I don't think he was snitching. I mean, you know, maybe he actually might have been snitching a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
I was 100% snitching.
you were, now... I don't want to ask this question on the air because I feel like I don't know if it's inappropriate or not, so I'm not going to. I'll ask it during a break. It's probably not, but just to be safe.
Correct.
I thought Pizzola had awesome analysis of this game, which is that the betting market hasn't realized how bad the Raiders are and how good the Chiefs are. I concur. I'll lay the 12 with Kansas City.
Yeah. No betting opinion for me. I think this number's right. Like 11.5, 12, 12.5. At 13, maybe you could twist my arm into betting the Raiders, but I hope that doesn't happen because I really don't want to do that. I think Kansas City should blow them out, but that's what the betting market thinks as well.
All right. We'll move on then to the Bears and the Saints on Sunday in Chicago. Chicago, a 4.5-point home favorite, so the market moving towards the Saints. The total is now down to 45.5 with wind expected in the forecast. And I'm bringing up a weather forecast. This says the wind is not going to be terrible, but it may be really bad. And look, Mike, bring the Doppler on the screen. So here's what's happening right now. If you're watching the show right now, do you see like the light blue on the screen? Like that should be a darker blue, right? Everyone sees the light blue. So in Central America this past weekend, it's 6 days ago. That's why this is such like an unbelievable environmental phenomenon. There were a couple tornadoes this past weekend in Central America. And these tornadoes had a force that were so, and thankfully they were like in the forest and like there were no human casualties. It's been underreported. But because of these tornadoes, all the winds coming off the tornadoes into the water in the Atlantic Ocean pushed the water out. and the water is moving and the tide is higher than it normally is. And that high tide is causing what you're seeing here on the screen, this environmental phenomenon known as periwinkle. And it's named after the color periwinkle. And it's when the wind of the tornado directly intersects with the rough ocean waters. And you get this fog that kind of appears, right? And kind of materializes over the water. And that fog is headed straight towards Soldier Field. And with that fog comes wind. We call Chicago the Windy City, right? So periwinkle and the wind and the fog all converging to make this a potential weather bomb coming up on Sunday in Chicago. Femi, how are you betting the Bears and the Saints?
I don't know which part of that is more ridiculous than the other, but I will not be betting this game. If it gets to six, I don't think it ever will. In fact, I think it might actually go down to like 4 or maybe even 3.5. It sounds like there's interest coming in on New Orleans, but 4.5 to me feels like it's right. At six, it would be a bet on the Saints. At 3 or 3.5, maybe it's a small bet on Chicago, but the light blue should be darker.
Okay, so this is what you got to check out the show on Sunday. We'll know what the weather is then, and I'll give you my betting advice for the game then. I can't give it to you now because I don't know what the weather is going to be. And like I've said many times before on the show, the only people that are wrong more often and more loudly than weathermen and get to keep their jobs are sports betting content creators. Dolphins and the Browns in Cleveland. Browns a 2.5-point home favorite. Femi, total in the game is 36. David Njoku out for the Browns. Could be the Harold Fannin game. Fannin. Jack Conklin questionable. Mason Graham questionable. Storm Duck might be back for Miami. That actually matters in their cornerback group.
Yeah. 100%. I bet the Miami Dolphins +3 earlier in the week, and I haven't moved off of that stance. I know there's supposed to be some crazy weather with this game, and we'll find out more closer to kickoff, like Saturday and Sunday, a more concrete forecast there. But I just think that this is a game where one of the quarterbacks might not be an NFL caliber quarterback, and one of them actually is. And we're getting points with the one that actually is. So I will take the Miami Dolphins. Chaos week and Tua apologizing all aside, I don't care. Give me the +3. I think Miami wins the game.
I bet Miami +3, talked about it on the show on Tuesday. I don't know what I want to do here. If the wind's terrible, like, they might get thumped in this game. But I'll stick with my Miami bet for now. Tune in on Sunday to the show when we have a better idea of what the weather is going to be. Patriots and the Titans in Tennessee. New England holding as a 7-point road favorite. Total 42.5. Calvin Ridley ruled out today by the Titans. Arden Key is out. But they might get Devondre Sweat back. He matters in the middle of their defensive line. Stephon Diggs questionable for New England. I don't like that because if he plays, I'm betting his over receiving yards.
Yeah, he should be good to go. And also, I will shout out Tyler. I was snitching earlier, but Brian Callahan, like, fired, that's also important.
Tyler wrote Brian Callahan and then in parentheses fired. Like Tyler, like stop trying to be Dave Chappelle here and just give us the injury news, please, okay? Like, this is not like Tyler Morales improv comedy hour, okay? Let's just get the injury reports correct, please.
I appreciated it, Tyler. So you got a shout out in the Comedy Central. I did it. I bet Tennessee. I took +7. This just, to me, feels like the sell high spot here for the New England Patriots coming off the big win at Buffalo. They covered the number against New Orleans, bet them against the Saints. That was great. I want to sell them this time. Callahan was, this is addition by subtraction. So I think you get a good performance, at least for 1 week, from Tennessee. I took +7. I think they keep this competitive and New England wins one close.
This game is a total pass for me as of right now. We can talk more about it on Sunday. All right. I just have a comment to make. So Colin Wilson came on the show earlier and saying that, like, you know, it's a calorie season, and he's right. It's like you work a lot. It's like difficult to work out as much. So much going on.
Yeah. You're warm down by the end of the day.
This turtleneck's, it's a little snug.
Neck, or in other areas, as well.
Oh, my neck's okay. My belly is in the fight of its life right now.
But you're going with the jacket on top, though. You can hide that with the jacket on top. Button that bad boy up. You're looking fly.
Can I say this on the air? That's what I have. Guys, what's the rule?
I don't know if you can say it, but I don't know if I should be the arbiter for these things, because I've said some questionable stuff in the past.
Okay. We'll avoid it. Okay. It would make people laugh. It just may be inappropriate. Eagles laying really 2 funny. At the Vikings. Total in the game is 44. Carson Wentz is going to start for the Vikings. Andrew Van Ginkle out. Looks like Jalen Carter's going to play. Landon Dickerson's going to play. Quinyon Mitchell's going to play. I've been saying it all week. I love the Eagles. And everyone loves the Vikings. I think Jalen Hurts is going to beat this blitz. I think Philly wins this game, Femi, by double digits on Sunday. Give me the Eagles.
Eagles alts for Nick. Okay. No bet for me. If I had to bet the game, I would be on the Minnesota side, but this Wentz thing, it feels like a game where you could see the Vikings. Oh, they should win, but unfortunately, here are these turnovers from Carson Wentz. So I'll pass this game. I just don't trust this Kevin Petullo offense enough to lay the number on the road in a raucous environment, so I'm passing.
All right, so we did six games. We'll do six in the next segment to wrap the show. We're going to have to move a little quickly. I think I'm not going to say it. It refers to... I don't even know how...
Just don't. Because if you're not going to say it, like, I don't think you need to describe it.
There's another... Are you aware of, I'll say it in the break, of like the other word that's used to describe that?
There's not that's, that, that does that not starts, come to mind,
that,
no.
That starts with a G. You will laugh very hard in the break.
I was going to say, I don't think that... No. Okay.
The rest of our NFL bets, Brad Evans, and who wins Nick Costos' money? A jam-packed final segment of the show coming up right after this.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, we're way behind. We got to whip through everything. We had three tremendous guests join us on the show today. Anthony DeBundo from The Ringer, Colin Wilson, Action Network, Brian Anderson, who'll be on the call of NLCS Game 4 coming up tonight. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, he won't win Nick Costos' money. Pitiful performance this week. our technical director, Tyler Morales, a.k.a. Tron Grizzard, our engineer, Jake Hassan, our video producer, the favorite to win Nick Costos' money, downtown, Mike Brown. Coming up after us, a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours is BetMGM Tonight, featuring our friend Ryan Orbot and our guest at this time, the one, the only, Brad Evans. Brad, happy Friday. Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigos. Happy Friday to you guys.
We have set the clock. 20 seconds, Brad. What is the prop that you are most excited to bet this NFL Sunday?
Luke McCaffrey, give me the over on 22.5 receiving yards. That's it, folks. It just posted live on BetMGM, and I grabbed it immediately. Why? The Dallas Cowboys, a bunch of cowpokes defensively, as we know. Dead last and a pass EPA defense. Going to see a lot of Deron Bland in coverage. Bland has given up a 72.7% catch rate, 103 flat passer rating. McCaffrey's played at least 36% of the snaps. Terry McLaurin ain't going to play. Debo Samuel, we'll see. I think he's going to get at least 3 to 5 targets. One of those could be for a long bomb. It's going to be an OCC. Yeah, you know me. One catch cash. Love the over there on 22.5 receiving yards. I'll take the over as well on longest grab at 15.5. You're welcome.
54 seconds. Only 34 seconds over. Thank you, Brad. Have a great show.
George Kittle under 53.5 yards this weekend. I'm out.
I'll tell you what, Brad's lucky he's entertaining because our friend the bald freak does not have an inner clock. 34 seconds over the 20 seconds.
I wish you went under on the Luke McCaffrey bet. Jeez.
that was a one bet cash. Brad Evans and Ryan Horvath, BetMGM Tonight. We love Brad. 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern every night on the BetMGM Network. All right, let's drop the dope-ass beat. We'll do the reads, and then we'll get back to the football bets, please. No matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use today's Parlay Boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. Imagine needing 1.5 speed on a podcast, losers. Don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcast. Like, comment, and subscribe. Like, comment, and subscribe to our YouTube page, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network, twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. All right, Jake, please, back to the marathon. Mario music. And Femi, we continue our Week 7 NFL Sunday betting sojourn about a half an hour where I am, from where I am right now, where Tyler Morales lives, where it smells terrible, New Jersey. The Panthers, 1.5-point road favorites at the Jets. Total in the game is 41.5. Garrett Wilson, doubtful for the Jets. Chuba Hubbard back. Jatavion Sanders back. Jalen Coker back. Tyler's missing somebody. Austin Corbett off IR, back for the Panthers this week. Didn't make the cut.
Oh, buddy. Tyler, you got to shore up that O-line, baby. Who's going to be getting the first string carries at running back? I guess we'll all find out on Sunday.
Rico.
This is a passer. Is it Rico?
Definitely. They said that? I think so.
Okay, well, we'll see what David Canales thinks.
Over 200 yards in back-to-back games. Like, he should start.
Oh, yeah, he should. I guess, who knows? We'll see. I think the betting market's just right. Panthers should be favorites, should never be 3. It's not, and there's not a whole lot to do here. Although, I do see a pick'em actually at one spot here, so let's see what happens over the weekend. Maybe there's interest on the Jets. If there is, I will bet Carolina, but if Carolina's going to be a favorite, nothing to do for me.
Panthers are a pass for me in this game. Denver, a touchdown favorite at home against my New York football Giants. Total in the game is 40.5. Tyler does not have Ben Powers on the screen, who is on injured reserve. Mm. He's one of Denver's starting guards. Just saying here, Giants center John Jacob Jingleheimer Michael Schmitz is out. Darius Slayton probably not going to play. Abdul Carter questionable.
Yeah, I do think that John Michael Schmitz injury is like kind of impactful, given the fact that Vance Joseph blitzes a ton, and now this is a rookie quarterback going. Like, I mean, well, you still want your starting center, you know?
I don't think it matters. A young quarterback. I'm just being honest. Like, I actually don't think it matters at all that he's not playing. I think he's terrible. Okay.
I mean, I disagree. I think it does matter when you're.
Oh yeah, what's your offensive line analysis of John Michael Schmitz? You've been grinding the tape and watching him, or no?
My hand's been in the dirt. I know that rookie quarterbacks don't really set protections very well. So let's go ahead and see this against this pass rush for the Denver Broncos. All that aside, I think the Broncos win this game. I think they cover the game. I've not bet 7 yet because I want to see if there's interest on the Giants, but I will bet 7 or 6.5. Likely going to be a 7 because I don't think we're going to ever get down there because I will be running to a 6.5. But I think this is a really good spot for Denver. Gen Z Giants go out there and get smoked in the Rocky Mountains.
Oh, I don't like that. The Gen Z Giants.
Hey, man.
Makes me not want to root for them.
Are they not? They're doing the TikTok dances. They're fun, man. You should like this team.
Honestly, like, I feel like Troy Aikman. If I had to bet the game, I'd bet the Giants. I don't know if I'm going to. So we'll move on. We'll talk more about it on Sunday.
Yeah.
Chargers, 1.5-point home favorites against the Colts. Total in the game, 48.5. Quentin Johnston going to play. Joe Alt, doubtful. Trey Pipkins is out. So this is going to be the same disaster was last week for the Chargers on the offensive line. Khalil Mack, questionable. Tre'Davious Ward, Josh Downs, Ashton Doolin out for the Colts.
For the first time all season, we got ourselves a teaser leg. I'm breaking out the teaser. I like teasing Indianapolis. I'll let you know which game I want to pair it with, but I think Colts teaser legs up to 8, up to 7.5. This to me feels like a one possession game either way. I mean, that's indicated in the point spread. I think the Colts are able to hang with this one. I wouldn't be shocked if they won the game given all the injuries on the O-line, but I like the teaser leg a little bit more than taking +2 or +1.5.
Yeah, I think I'm going to pass this game. I think if I had to bet it, I'd actually bet the Colts, but I'm not there yet. Maybe I'll develop a take by Sunday. Well, we have now flipped, and I think this is right. I said it on radio all day today. I'd be shocked if the Cowboys didn't close a favorite against the Commanders. Dallas -1 is now the number at BetMGM. Total 54.5. Brutal injury report for Washington. Terry McLaurin's out. Debo Samuel's questionable. CeeDee Lamb, Tyler Booker, Tyler Smith all playing for Dallas. Trevon Diggs got a concussion last night at home. Like, we have no details on that. He's out for this game.
Yeah, so for me, I want to see if Debo Samuel is going to end up playing. We're not going to know that 90 minutes prior to kickoff, probably. It's probably a pass for me now that Dallas is the favorite. But if Debo plays and we get like plus money, I might actually take a small bet on Washington. So let's just hang tight with this one over the weekend, and that will make my decision then.
Yeah, I want to bet Washington. If Debo doesn't play, like, I don't think you can make that.
Then I can't.
We'll talk more about it. We'll talk more about it on Sunday. Packers and the Cardinals in the desert. A lot going on here injury-wise. Lucas Van Ness, Devontae Wyatt, Christian Watson out. Josh Jacobs full practice, so it looks like he's going to play on Sunday. Kyler Murray is questionable. Marvin Harrison out of concussion protocol. They will not have first-round defensive tackle Walter Nolan yet. He is out for this game. Zay Jones is questionable.
I like Green Bay. I'm going to lay 6.5 with the Green Bay Packers. I've thought about this one all week long. With Jacoby Brissett starting, I just don't think that this should be like... I think this should be seven, honestly. We don't know that he's starting yet. Well, I guess we don't. But if he ends up starting and this ends up being the number, then it's Green Bay for me. It sounds like that's where we're trending, but I guess let's all find out tomorrow or on Sunday afternoon. But I'm going to like Green Bay if it's going to be Brissett at 6.5. So I guess stay tuned for that one as well. But likely a Packers bet for me.
I'll be on the opposite side. I'm going to wait to see where the dust settles with all the injuries, and I'm going to bet Arizona. When the Cardinals are big favorites, the game's close. When they're big dogs, the game is close. When the spread is close, the game is close. They're big dogs here. I'll bet the Cardinals. I want to see where the market goes, depending on who the quarterback is. I'm going to take the points with Arizona regardless. And Sunday Night Football, the Niners, 2-point home favorites against Atlanta. Total is 47. Mac Jones starts for San Francisco, so no Brock Purdy in this game. Ricky Pearsall, Etur Gross-Matos out. George Kittle back for San Francisco. Darnell Mooney questionable for Atlanta.
I think this betting market's actually right with the Niners as a small favorite at home, which is why I will be teasing the Falcons up to 8. So it'll be like a Falcons-Colts teaser leg for me. Two road dogs, more than a touchdown. I think this is one of those one-possession games as well. Could see the Falcons easily win the game, could see the Niners win the game, but I don't think either team is running away with it. So give me the Colts-Falcons as my first teaser for 2025.
I'll tell you what, can we ever get, honestly, either side, like Washington or Dallas up?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I know, like, you obviously people don't like to tease, like, high totals, but, I mean, Dallas cannot blow anybody out with that defense. Like, it's just, it's not happening.
I don't like the Vikings. If Patriots went up, I'd consider that.
Yeah.
I do like Atlanta as a teaser, like, a lot. Like, a lot. I know it's really good.
Tease them with the Colts. Because you said you'd bet Indy if you had to bet the game.
Yeah, maybe. I might just bet Atlanta. I might just bet the Falcons. I haven't yet.
Bijan overs, maybe?
We'll talk more about it on Sunday. And those are our football bets for Week 7 in the NFL. All right. Bill Zimmerman is with us, our executive producer. Bill has been disqualified from winning Nick Costos' money this week. Bill, we would love your opinion on who should win Nick Costos' money.
I mean, I know I disqualified myself earlier in the week, but let's be honest here, Nick. I mean, this Friday was a domination by me personally with the great production piece, Brian Anderson in between managerial meetings, and Brian recording that thing. I mean, that's a chef's kiss. But putting myself aside, let's look at this. Here's the way I look at it. Addy's disqualified. Jake and Tyler, they weren't terrible this week. They just didn't do anything. what stood out about either of their performances? It was just what they should be doing every week. Mike Brown made some changes. And I know Mike Brown had some issues with the video, but NFC Player of the Week, AFC Player of the Week, those type of things, nothing. It doesn't talk about those previous weeks. This is who should win Nick Costos' money this week. And this week, it's video producer downtown, Mike Brown.
All right, let's bring Tyler Morales on the show. Tyler, what do you think of Bill's assertion that your performance was ordinary this week and that Mike Brown should win?
I don't agree with that. Maybe I deleted Austin Corbett's name by accident. I'm not going to lie. I thought I was pitching a no-hitter until like Thursday. So I thought I was doing great. As a real leader, I like to reevaluate what I did during the week, and I think I dominated. So I think I should win.
I'll tell you what. I don't know like, what happened. Like, Tyler, you've always been funny. I don't know what happened, but, like, you've, like, turned into, like, a stand-up comedian overnight. And, I mean, like, you're very funny. Jake, your thoughts?
Yeah, reporting live from the trough. Thank you very much. I also am going to give my vote to Mike Brown. Listen, I'll admit it. I was James Shields this week. Didn't do anything spectacular. Just came in, ate some innings, did my job, did exactly what I was supposed to do. Don't think I should be rewarded for that. Listen, Tyler was great. Tyler was Cliff Lee. But Mike Brown was Roy Halladay. Mike Brown was awesome this week, and my vote goes to him.
All right. So here's what we've got. So in addition to the things that, you know, he got the Doppler on the screen yesterday, right? Look, obviously, like, we are all thinking that, okay? But we can't do that, all right? What's happening in our show chat? I thought it too. Just being honest. And you, honestly, you're listening or watching, like, you probably are also. Mike also had some great one-liners this week, like Revenge of the Sith yesterday. I don't remember what he said that was funny today, but he made me laugh. The winner of Nick Costos' money this week, what a comeback for him. It's like Lazarus. He was dead, and now he's back. Downtown, Mike Brown. $20 coming your way, Mike. Mike, put yourself on camera to end the show. We'll see everyone on Sunday. Until then, we're wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.